This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has arrived at the Pentagon, where he was greeted by U.S. Defense Secretary Austin. He first visited the U.S. Congress, where he met with members about continued funding.
There was a single sentence that sums it all up, and I'm quoting him verbatim. Mr. Zelensky said, "If we don't get the aid, we will lose the war."
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. Zelensky will later meet with President Biden at the White House. India has suspended visa services for Canadian citizens as a rift between the two countries widens. Here's AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
The rise in tensions come after Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau this week said India may have been involved in the killing of a Canadian citizen. Trudeau believes India was involved in the assassination of Sikh separatist Hardeep Singh Nijjar, who had been wanted by India for years. Indian External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Arindam Bagshi confirmed a temporary suspension of all visa services for Canadians.
Accordingly, our High Commission and consulates are temporarily unable to process visa applications.
The suspension means that Canadians who don't already have visas will not be able to travel to India until services resume. I'm Karen Chamas.
The U.S. House of Representatives on Thursday voted to block consideration of a sweeping military funding bill for the fiscal year beginning October 1st, further clouding the outlook on a separate temporary funding bill to avert a U.S. government shutdown at the end of the month. Nine people were killed and several injured in an ambush by unknown assailants in northern Ghana on Thursday. According to the head of the local district, the attack took place near the border with Burkina Faso. This is